tore some things up.
You can't touch them after 5 yards. How about before 5 yards? You can touch them. Before 5 yards, you can touch them. So you can jam them at the line of scrimmage, maybe hold them up. And so maybe that it's going to be tougher for Drew Brees.
How much
it's going to take longer to get into his route, then he won't have any time left because there's only 6 seconds left on the clock.
What was the gain on the last catch? How many yards is it? Eight?
Six, seven, eight.
That was nine. He was close.
Was it nine?
Down. It was 8 to 9 yards.
Wow.
So do you know if you would have...
It was 4 seconds it took.
Even if you would have bashed him, even if you would have bashed the receiver and got a chuck and got a 5 yard contact penalty, they would have had one on time down and a 5 yard gain.
It would you can chuck him within the first 5 yards.
1 yarder.
What do you mean? You can chuck him within
even
the first.
I'm saying
you should have probably double teamed, like almost like a gunner. You should have almost had every receiver covered like a gunner.
I just think all you had to do was show just called off man, not 10 yards off. You could have played 4 yards off, man to man, and really just and let them come to you like a catch man where they come up on you and you can press and then you trail, right? You go to trail coverage and then you got coverage behind it. And once you have coverage behind it, you got basically a bracket coverage. There's no way. 6 seconds should never be enough time to get down and make that play. It's going to. Unless you get shaky clockwork.
How much of this is on the Texans offense scoring too soon? Two plays? Really? 37 seconds left? Really?
I can't put it on the Texans offense.
I think it's on Deshaun. Look at Deshaun. Nice job, Deshaun.
Jason asks, can Aaron Colvin ever be allowed on the field anymore?
Wow, boy, he is that a mistake?
You want to talk about it? He is what we thought he is.
He is what he thought he
was. My goodness.
Yep.
No chance. I thought Roby was. Yep. People were kind of killing Roby. Roby's okay.
He was okay.
It's okay. Mike Thomas.
He made a beautiful open field tackle.
Yeah, it was a good one on Kamara.
Yeah. I mean, even if it was defensive holding, who cares? Yeah, it's 5 yards. 5 yards, I guess. Yeah, that was.
Let me tell you, you better hit with Lonnie Johnson. And the other thing is, not only had you better hit with Lonnie Johnson, you're not able, obviously, to draft a corner in the first round. So the best corners, you can't get them. You're not, and you don't have the draft capital to trade up into the first round. That's not happening. So you're not getting a first round corner this year or next year.
No, but you can get a free agent, and if Bradley Roby plays well, you maybe sign him to a long term deal. You know, I mean, you can get guys. You picked up J.J. that way.
Well, it's just more.
And
credit
he's been really good.
It's more credit.
Not really. J.J. has been.
Not a.
Roby's how long not a, has J.J. been here?
But Roby's not.
That's not credit card.
Roby. That was a 2011.
Yeah, I know. He's been here for 8 years.
Right now.
No, I'm saying you can get a guy in free agency and be good.
We'll see. We'll see. I don't. When does this happen?
Well, it happened with J.J.
It's like every 8 years.
You know, it happened.
Okay, 8 years.
Yeah.
No. Well,
I mean, other guys have gotten good guys. Gilmore, I mean, he's going to be there for a while.
Well, it's the only way you're going to be able to attack.
Yeah, that's right. You can attack it other than the draft.
You'll give $22 million to Clowney. You'll give $31 million to or $32 million to Deshaun Watson a year.
Clowney?
Not Clowney. Tunsil. Tunsil will get $22 million. Watson will get $30 million to $33 million. That'll eat up most of your cap. But you might be able to cut somebody, sign somebody.
Best QBR in last three seasons in the final 2 minutes. Drew Brees, 98.1. Tom Brady, 93.2. And Deshaun Watson, 92.3.
Let's get to this. Has Deshaun Watson showed you enough to say he's got the Jordan gene? To me, that's a very strong statement to say stuff like that. And I know that Dabo Sweeney is where it originated. I don't like saying he's got the Jordan DNA. But what I will say is he is a clutch. The guy is clearly a clutch performer.
No.
There's no way around it. He doesn't shrink in the big moments.
No. I mean, he's a prime time. I mean, look at what he did. College, look what he does on – that was his – what is he now? 4-2 on Monday night, on primetime games? He's a primetime player. The Jordan gene, you got to win more to be Jordan. You just got to win more to be Jordan. I mean,
and that's not really his fault.
It's not his fault. They should have won all four of those games against Seattle, New England, Philadelphia, and the Saints. It's just the same story. Deshaun takes them down. They lead in the final minute, and they lose the game. It's just the same story over and over and over again. But you're not Jordan until you win at the highest level.
Hey, what does this mean? Adam Schefter put this. He sent this out in the middle of the game. Maybe it's just because I'm used to all this junk on the screen.
No, did you see?
He said they're switching away from the new down and distance graphic it debuted. ESPN heard fans' feedback and it acted quick.
So I tweeted this.
So
I tweeted this. At the beginning, at the first half of the game, they have yellow in the lower right-hand corner of it's first and 10, second and 3, fourth and 4. It was yellow, and it pop up every time after the play. And it was like, that's where the penalty flag is. That's where you know if a penalty comes in. You didn't see this? You didn't notice this?
Oh, yeah, I did. Oh, there?
Yes. So, and I tweeted this out, and a bunch of people were like, yes, I agree with you. So every play, it looked like there was a penalty.
Well, wait a minute. I could have swore. Was that the only place I saw it? Did we see it on? We must have seen it on. I thought I saw this before yesterday. Haven't I seen it on some other broadcast this weekend?
I don't think so. I think ESPN was doing something.
Okay, the only thing that did confuse me is it's the same as, the yellow. I don't mind it at all, except change the color.
Yeah. They should have made it pink or blue or something. Green, whatever.
Do you think it's the color was set up to match the Saints color because they were home?
No. No, they were using yellow. And that's so dumb. Anyone, how is it that you're making these graphics and you're got all these people who are experts and graphic experts and you don't go, hey, you know, that looks like the penalty flag. That looks like what we've been doing for you. They have got us so accustomed to that yellow coming in on a flag in the right lower right-hand corner that every single time that's what we think. And so ESPN decides, well, let's put yellow for every down. Well, what? I mean, it's not that hard. So many times is there no one that can possibly stop and say, wait a minute, let's think about this for a second. Let's just think about this for a second. Mm-hmm. And so they after one half, they changed it. After one half, they said, yeah, I guess that we were wrong. Well, you had no one in that saw these graphics all this time, all off season, that said, hey, guys, that looks like the flag.
Here's another one. What in the world is – how in the world did the officials miss 14 seconds at the first half in the same exact spot? The scene of the crime that cost the Saints a Super Bowl appearance. How did they miss a 14-second – basically a 14-second runoff? How did that happen? And how did a coach screw up the clock management on both – there were some shaky coaching decisions yesterday from just basic clock management on both sides. The Texans were, you know, I didn't think there was enough there to call. I thought it was close, but once you called for the challenge and you were going to lose your second timeout, I wasn't sure that was the wisest decision. In the first half, I guess I could see why. We know the next play ended up being a Deshaun Watson touchdown on the zone read. Ballsy play by Deshaun Watson, but there really were some good things to take away from the game. But ultimately, the only takeaway that matters is it's another finding another way to lose, defensively. And the big concern is going to be, can you rush the quarterback? They had one sack. And can you cover in the secondary if you don't rush the quarterback? Great. And the answer was no. Mm. They gave up 363 yards. So
no, that's what they do. That's what they do.
But the defense did play well in the first half. The offense showed a lot of physicality. There's still issues with pass protection. I mean, it's one game, but we're seeing already after one game like, oh, similar themes have arisen already.
Well, and it's exactly what we thought, though, is that they would score a lot of points. They hit the over. They would score a lot of points, but they wouldn't beat a good quarterback. And that's what they did. They are who we thought they are. They are exactly what we thought they were. And your patio is exactly what I thought it was, Lance.
It is. It's an amazing patio. And I love telling people to go to tcplance.com because you can really see what it looks like in the before and after. You can get a sense of when, you know, I always used to watch these shows where you see interior designers say, all right, or people who do remodeling, they look at a space and they say, okay, we'll break this wall down, we'll do this and that. And I think, how in the world do they see that? How in the world do they see that with just this space? It was the same thing when Stephen Schell came into my backyard. He goes, oh, this is great. I said, it is? He goes, oh, yeah, I know exactly what we're going to do. So then within a couple of days, I had the computerized rendering of what my patio would look like, and I was blown away. And I thought, boy, if they could do this, this is going to be incredible. And sure enough, not only did they do it, they stayed on the time frame they said. It cost exactly what they said it was going to. I actually added windows and siding into the mix as we went along, and I've got a great outdoor spot now, a great outdoor living spot. You can too. Outdoor kitchens, sunrooms, room extensions, they can do it all at Texas Custom Patios. Go to the website, texascustompatios.com, or go see what they did for me, and it can be a game changer for your home at tcplance.com.
I can't think that urinating on your carpet is a good thing or something that you try to do on purpose. So, oops. Oh, well. Well, and maybe you didn't do it. Maybe your dog did it or cat or somebody or your kid. Or maybe you did it because you were wasted. I have no idea. But if you want to get that urine out, I know how you can do it. 250 degrees of hot steam from Oops Steam Cleaning. Kills fungi and germs and urine and coffee and beer and wine. Oh, I can't get that once. Yes, you can. How about I need carpet repair? Oh, you can get that job done as well. All at oopssteamcleaning.com. You will talk to, probably you'll talk to Rosie when you call, or you can go online and then you can finish it off with a phone call and they'll tell you exactly how much it is. And a trained professional is going to come to your home and it's going to be just awesome. It'll be the best carpet cleaning experience that you can get, or upholstery, drapes, tile, grout, whatever it is that you need cleaned. They can do it all at 281-822-0561, 281-822-0561, or oopssteam.com. Tell them you heard it right here on ESPN 97.5.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Cheers and Prime Social. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
It's always tough. Like I said, every loss is tough. Getting blown out, losing by 14-7, losing on the last second field goal is very, very tough. But it's football. You know, this is the NFL, and games are never over, especially with two great teams going back and forth. And, you know, that you got to give that kicker props. You know, that's, he did a great job for them to capitalize.
Deshaun, you saw that they were showing Deshaun on the sideline during that final Saints drive, 37 seconds left, and they're all yucking it up, and, you know, he's got his hands underneath the shoulder pads, and yes, 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 we did it. And I feel, I mean, you want to talk about clutch, two passes, touchdown, give your team the lead after a miss. That was unbelievable that he got roughed on that, and he was roughed. But to give your team a lead and you would think 37 seconds left, the defense can't let us down again. And sure enough, the defense let them down. There's something we haven't addressed yet today. And it's very disappointing because, I mean, these are kids. These are college football kids. They're trying their best. And sure enough, games, not even gamesmanship, poor sportsmanship going on at the University of Texas, where LSU kids, these poor kids who are trying their damnedest to hydrate in 100-degree heat, they take the air conditioning away from in the locker room from the LSU team. Are you kidding me? If one of those kids had suffered some kind of heat stroke because of your poor sportsmanship. How do you think, as a parent, how do you feel about this? I'm so, so disappointed with the University of Texas right now.
Texas officials respond to LSU and Louisiana Tech complain about air conditioning in visitors' locker room.
Oh, let's and Louisiana what, Tech complained about it. Huh.
Yes, let's see.
Oh,
what,
so I'm supposed to believe Chris Conte instead of two teams that said you turned off the air conditioning. Is this the Boston Celtics of the 1960s? I think not. Isn't that what that's what Red Auerbach used to do? Okay? That's not gamesmanship. You know what? That's dangerous. playing with a kid's life. If one of those kids...
Can I read what Texas
If one of those kids
said?
Had died, Chris Conte...
Let me read what Texas had to say. LSU head coach Ed Orgeron said...
Well, how did Chris Conte know what he said unless he had a translator?
Well, LSU translates his stuff. And he said, coach said there's no locker room air conditioning. And
did Louisiana Tech say it too?
Here was what Chris Del Conte said. He goes, the comment today about lack of air conditioning in our visiting locker room is the first we've heard of any issues in that area. AD Chris Del Conte said, we provide one of the best visitor setups available and are proud of our efforts to put forth hosting our guests. Our facility staff did not receive any complaints from La Tech or LSU, and we've confirmed that our air conditioning in the visitor locker room is in good working order. Orgeron said La Tech, which faced Texas in the season opener, warned him about the lack of air conditioning. This is what Ed said.
First of all, I got to know we had to take their daughter at that. So we did something to La Tech when they were better. It wasn't great, but it was better. At least we had air in there. They didn't have air. We had some blowers in there.
So he said, and I quote, so we did some things in the dressing room that were better. It wasn't great, but it was better. And then the part where he said,
at least we had air in there. They didn't have air in there. We had some blowers in there.
What that means is at least we had air in there. They did. They didn't have air in there. We had some blowers in there. So they say they brought some fans. Orgeron says air conditioning issues wasn't as significant to his players as the 85 plays run by Texas. Play was stopped several times in the second half as LSU players dealt with cramps. So he said it wasn't even a big deal.
Maybe because they were dehydrated because they didn't have any air conditioning in their locker room.
He said it wasn't even a big deal. They had fans.
They had fans.
You could also do something like this, John.
Oh.
Where you take a piece of paper and you fan yourself.
Yeah. Piece of paper, fan yourself.
Yeah.
In 100 degrees under the stadium. It's probably like 270 degrees down there. It's probably like steam cleaning that they're getting. And no wonder they were dehydrated. No wonder they were cramping.
You know what's weird is it wasn't.
And no wonder Texas fans were crying the whole game.
I didn't think it was super sweltering on the field. Is there a difference between field turf and AstroTurf? Like, did AstroTurf used to conduct heat differently?
Yeah.
Okay. Because that's why I remember it used to be like 10 degrees hotter on AstroTurf. Yes, yeah. I don't think it is on field turf.
I don't know the difference there, but I know AstroTurf is hotter than just grass. Yes. 820 ESPN. I just want to say I'm just disappointed. Just disappointed in the University of Texas. That's not gamesmanship. That's certainly not sportsmanship. And it's dangerous.
Stop.
It's dangerous to everyone involved.
713-780-3776. Jump in with more. So now it's time to call out for more reaction to the Texans. I know you guys wait for us to call on you. So come on in and get your thoughts in. We will start it off. Is that Keith? He wants to talk about the Texans.
Is that Longhorn Keith?
I don't know. Let's get Keith in there. What's up, Keith?
It's just Keith.
All right. Keith, what's going on?
Good morning, gentlemen. You know, I used to listen to you guys on 610, but I never called. And it wasn't until, Lance, you were on another station, and I used to call Keith near downtown.
Yeah,
and sure. So good to talk to you guys again. But listen, I'm going to file a lawsuit against the Texans. Mm. I have a condition. It's called Texans post-game depression. I mean, this morning I threw a coffee cup against the wall. Mm. I kicked the dog. I spit on the TV screen when I saw the highlights.
Don't.
Is there anything I can do about this condition? I'm thinking lawsuit. What do you think?
I don't feel like you have a legal ground to stand on,
Pretty
Keith.
Sure PETA's going to call.
Don't kick the... Now you got Lance McCullers on your ass.
No.
Don't kick the dog.
You don't want Lance McCullers on your
ass. Yeah, you know, I take these things hard. But look, man, to me, no pass rush, no playoffs. And I just don't know where they're going to get any pressure on the quarterback. If J.J. doesn't get it, where's it coming from? And with Clowney not there, the run game is going to suffer. My concern was defense coming in. So I don't know, guys, but it sucks. It sucks bad.
That's a pretty damn good offense you just played there. And Keith... Stop kicking the dog.
And don't spit on your TV.
I don't care if he spits on his TV. You know what? Pee on the floor and then call oops. So that's a pretty darn good offense. Now, they did have way too many big plays. Way too many big plays. Biggest concerns coming out of that game is one of them is pass rush. Two is Aaron Colvin. Three is still the number of sacks that you're giving up. And you know, giving up big plays.
Isn't that the exact same issues last year?
Yeah, that hasn't changed.
Well, so Aaron Colvin was a problem until he wasn't a problem. But it's still pretty much the same thing as last year. Gave up too many sacks. Gave up too many big plays from the secondary. Not enough pass rush. Although last year you had pass rush with Clowney. And I mean, you had 25 and a half between, or 25 and a half or 26 total, I think, between he and J.J. It's one game, but J.J. said, I'm back. I can make quick cuts now. He said, I'm physically back to where I was. So I was looking. I was like, wow. And, you know, honestly, I'm going to tell you something right now. I think J.J.'s got to get moved back down to the interior. And I know one of the things I saw in the preseason where he was whipping people was that quick arm over swim. Like, I think he's too quick for guards. I think tackles just see him as we got to handle the power. And if we can handle the power, we're going to get him blocked as a pass rusher now. The days of J.J. rushing off the end, I think, should be coming to an end. I think he needs to be an interior rusher. I think he needs to play more interior football now. They don't really have an answer for that. But I think he's too much for guards at times. But at tackles, they're physically able to match with J.J. now.
Let's call Larry Zerline on the other side.
Yeah, I'll try to get a hold of him right now.
Is it too early for him?
No.
I want to get his thoughts on what happened with J.J. there. I want to get his thoughts on Tunsil, get his thoughts on six sacks. And some of it's on Deshaun. I don't think there's any question about that. But I think we need Larry Zerline's opinion on what happened with the offensive line and what needs to be done. I know what needs to be done with our Astros. How are you going to score any runs after you score 21? Remember the last time when they scored 23 in Baltimore? Mm-hmm. What happened? They didn't score any runs. What happened after they scored 21 against Seattle? Oh, 15 the next night. Oh, how many freaking home runs did they hit? Like 30 last night? It was unbelievable. And oh, by the way, are you still worried about Zach Greinke? Now, where are you on Zach Greinke now?
Well, I mean, he was much better. He was
Two hits. Is that good enough? 75 pitches innings.
That's Zach's
five
best.
Strikeouts.
Yeah, it was Zach's best effort.
So now, like I said, he's going to get into a rhythm now and then get into the postseason. Bing, bing, bing.
Number three, and Miley's out.
Yeah, Miley's fourth. Yeah, Miley's fourth. In AJ's mind, Miley was always fourth. Mm-hmm. Let's sit the $35 million guy. No, you brought him here for a reason. And who the hell is Brian Abreu, by the way?
He's an Astro. He came from advanced A to double A. I guess they said he was recalled from triple A, but I didn't find. I just saw his advanced A and double A numbers from 2019. They're not great, the ERA, but his batting average against is.
Well,
so he can get the swing and misses. He's had two. He's worked three innings, given up one hit. I don't know. Maybe he's got some magic in his arm down the stretch.
Well, I don't care. He's worked three innings total.
Two and one.
I've got two total. One hit. One walk and three strikeouts.
He doesn't have the last night's game then.
No, this has nice times. Two innings. Last 7 days, just two and one. Are you sure?
He said two innings and one inning.
Huh. Okay.
I'm pretty sure. I'll check again.
No, July 31st at Cleveland, he had one inning. Right. And then now September 9th, he had two innings. So that's where that other inning came from.
On July 31st. Yeah, you wouldn't see it in the game.
On July 31st. All right. So here we are. 713-780-3776. We're trying to get Larry Zerline on the other side to talk about this Texans offensive line. In the meantime, right now I want to talk about DeCrew DeRue is there. How about this? If you're looking for a great time, it's going to be September 27th, Friday. We're going to be down in Galveston, and we want you to come on by at Moody Gardens Golf Course. It's the Island Dirty Birdie Charity Classic, sponsored by DeCrew DeRue and Mac Vibe. It benefits Elmina Shriners and the Ronald McDonald House. This is awesome. Raising money, having fun. I'm telling you, it is a unique golf experience. And Tiny was in here last week, and he was telling us about all the Rockets, the former Rockets, the glory years, the championship years. There's a bunch of them going to be, five or six or seven of them going to be out there. So if you're an old Rocket fan, this is the place to be, to hang with them. They're going to be in a comfortable setting where they're going to be able to talk. You can ask them all the questions about the good old days, and it's going to be a lot of fun. It's not a run-of-the-mill golf tournament. This thing is going to be wonderful. Bloody Mary bar, free range balls, breakfast. You can win a car, top-of-the-line driver, free trip to play Pebble Beach, all at, listen, Dirty Bird, just dirtybird.easyevents.com. That's dirtybird.easyevents.com. All right, time to talk about Prime Social. I was there yesterday for the tournament. On Sunday, the 1 o'clock tournament, they had 98 players for a $10,000 guarantee. Well, they paid out a lot more than just that $10,000. And that's going to be the case for on Fridays, $10,000 guaranteed, and Sundays, $10,000 guaranteed. It is just huge, and it is the best place to play. At the cash games going yesterday afternoon, they must have had 10, 12 tables going. This is a Monday afternoon in the city of Houston. It just doesn't get any better than Prime Social. It is by far the premier place to play poker. They've got a tournament today at 1 o'clock. Tomorrow is a Pot Limit Omaha tournament at 1, and then Thursday, Friday, the big $10,000 tournament, guaranteed $10,000 every Friday and Sunday. You're looking for the best place to play. It's not even arguable. Prime Social, 7801 Westheimer, Stony Brook and Westheimer, PrimeSocialTX.com.
We're back.
Houston is all systems go. We love our Astros in Houston and all across the Lone Star State. We're Texas proud and we shout it loud.
Our band of baseball is great.
When did the Astros make you feel like the Texans make you feel?
You know, it's a shame. I mean, they got kicked to the curb last night, scoring 15 runs. Jordan hitting it up into the third deck. But it was all about the Texans last night. And you know, maybe in some ways Bill O'Brien is right that, you know, when the Texans are playing and the Astros are playing, the Texans are going to be front and center. They are.
Well,
because there's okay. So few games, and yeah.
Okay, if that were a Astros playoff baseball game,
it would be close on the ratings.
I think the Astros would win. Well, first game, it'd be interesting.
It would be close. It would be a lot closer than it should be.
I mean, look who they were playing. Look at the... This is, it's just one that I'm not comfortable with the comparison of, because when the Astros are, every game matters in the NFL. In baseball, it matters, but there's 162.
Yeah, right.
I mean,
No. And you, it's understandable. It's 162. 10 baseball games make up one NFL game. 10 baseball games. It's the equivalent in a season to one NFL game. So, obviously, there's much more importance on it. Plus, it's football. But it's not even close. It's not even arguable who is the superior organization.
Well, right.
No, I mean, that's not even...
When's the last time the Astros made you feel like the Texans have made you feel in four different games where... Just a spectacular the time that I can remember, but it ended well, was the fifth at a high leverage situation. I mean, they've had a game.
I'll tell you when the Astros made me feel like the Texans in 1998.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, San Diego. They should have won that series, and
2001 also.
2000.
No. It's 99. I think.
99, was it, what was Walt Weiss. Walt Weiss.
So 98, 99. I mean, Osuna's home run the other day after the great comeback, his home run he gave, the three-run homer. Yeah. I mean, that made me feel the same way. But I felt the same way in Game 5 against the Dodgers, but they won. You know, the constant giving up, like, oh, my God. Why is the bullpen doing this?
But then they end up winning. Yeah.
But then they end up winning.
That was the Saints coming back with 37 seconds left and winning. That was... The Astros were the Saints there.
Yeah.
No, I mean, when do the Astros make you feel like the Texans make you feel? That's gross. Mm-hmm. That's just gross. We got a pissed off Texan fan that wants to get in here on ESPN 97.5. What do you say, pissed off Texan fan?
What's up, fellas?
How you doing?
Oh, doing good, man. I just wanted to bring up this soft coverage that Romeo Crennel gave at the end of the game, knowing that Drew Brees was going to get the ball back with 37 seconds, you know, the future first ballot Hall of Famer, and gave him enough space to get down the field and kick the winning field goal, man. I mean, what's up with that kind of coverage? I mean, what the hell is he thinking?
It was made no sense. Well, it made no sense when you had six. The only thing that could the only way the Saints could beat you was with a long field goal, because you knew that they had to have enough time to snap it, drop back, throw, catch, get down, and call timeout.
Well, what is a mortal sin, though? Because with 37 seconds left, the Texans took two plays and scored a touchdown on two long passes. If the Saints lose that game, what are they saying in New Orleans about their defensive coordinator? What the hell? How is it with 37 seconds left, you're letting these guys get deep? Kenny Stills open with just one, no safety coverage. What the hell kind of defense was that? So it's a mortal sin to give up a long pass in the final seconds to lose a football game. Is it not? It's a mortal sin.
Yeah, but the odds of basic odds will tell you there is a substantially higher percentage of odds. You play the percentages. You are not going to give up what amounts to a Hail Mary touchdown.
Although the Saints just did that right before. They absolutely did.
When did the Saints give up a Hail Mary?
It wasn't a Hail Mary. It was a 50-yard pass to a guy with single coverage with no safety help.
No, they were in base coverage. The Texans would have been
in base
coverage.
With 37 seconds left in the lead? Holy crap, if this was Houston, we'd be going nuts.
What do you mean? The last play of the game, well, the next to last play of the game, it turns out, you could have had three.
No, I'm talking about what the Saints did.
Oh, I don't care.
No, I know, but that was for the Texans to be able to do that. And so what you do, and we've seen it so many times, what does defense prevent you from doing? Winning, right? Because you give up all that underneath stuff. But it's a mortal sin to give up a deep pass. It is a mortal sin. The way that they played it, though, with 6 seconds left, couldn't have been dumber. Now, to let a team, how many times do we see it? You take what they give you. You get the underneath stuff. You matriculate down the field, and you try to get into field goal range. But you don't give up a big play. You can't give up
a
big play.
You funnel it inside, and yes. That's when they have no timeouts. When they have timeouts and 6 seconds left,
you still want them to use the timeouts.
You have to, with 6 seconds left, well, look, the Saints screwed up. The clock management was a disaster.
Yes.
They should have called the timeout immediately because they would have had time to run a play and spike it. It worked out for him, but only because the Texans played so far off that a wide receiver could catch it with a 9-yard gain and a really easy catch. Like, it wasn't even a hard catch. You allowed an easy plus 9. It wasn't even challenged.
Yeah.
I mean, you step up. That off coverage should be no more than 5 yards off, probably 4. And then you shadow it. Once he gets up on you, you shadow just like you're playing it normally. They should have played the wide receivers in a normal fashion. Forget your, what if we get a 5-yard chucking penalty? Well, it looks like they get 5 yards and they have to kick a field goal at 62, 63 yards. I mean, and we'll deal with it then. But what if they get 9 yards, can call timeout, and then kick a 57? Because I can tell you this, 57-yarder always had a shot at going in. I felt like 57 is on the outer limits. I don't know if you saw Prater tried a, isn't it Prater who's in Denver? Yeah, it's Prater.
It's McManus.
Oh, no, yeah, it's McManus with his sweet mustache.
Prater is Detroit.
Detroit, no? Yeah. So McManus tried a 64-yarder that came up just short off the dirt in Oakland. It would have been one of the greatest field goals of all time if you had 64 off the dirt. But Will Lutz hitting 57, that wasn't shocking to me. I thought it had a shot whenever he was going to kick it. You told me that Will Lutz had to make a 61-yarder, a 62-yarder? No way. I mean, just squeeze a little bit more.
Yeah.
I mean, just, it couldn't, they can mess up a soup sandwich. I swear to God. This team can't even, this defense can't even, you could say, can I order a soup sandwich? I don't know how to make that. We'll just pour some soup on bread.
So that's it. Wait a minute.
Soup on bread, Romeo.
Soup
on bread, JJ.
This saying that he brought to the table, they could screw up a soup sandwich. Have you ever had a soup sandwich?
No.
Soup? You can't have a soup sandwich. There's no such thing because it makes the bread all soggy.
You get a cream soup, you can just pour it on the bread.
But it makes it all soggy. Then you got to eat it with a fork.
Yeah, it's a thing. That's
not a sandwich anymore.
Y'all
it's just
Google that.
Bread
Google that
smothered in soup.
It's a soup sandwich.
It's you know mushy.
How easy? I didn't say you couldn't eat it. You can make it easy. He's just pouring bread on some soup.
I don't know what the hell that means. It's, you can screw up a soup sandwich.
I guess
pouring
the
soup on bread
is it's not complicated because you're just pouring soup on bread. You put it on
okay.
Bread.
Yeah.
I think that's the basis of it.
That's
but
it.
But it's but I think
I didn't say you want to
yes,
order
yes, you
it.
Can screw up a soup sandwich because no one's ever heard of one and or no one's ever made one.
They have in New Orleans because Pete Parmalee taught it to me at Sports Palace. Kerwin Naked because he called me Kerwin. They all call me Kerwin. Kerwin Naked. Up a soup sandwich. What do you say when he's talking about things? I said I got to put stock that away. That's a good one. And I've heard it used.
I mean,
since then
it's out. I mean,
no, you're the only one that uses it.
No, it's out there.
I don't. I haven't heard anyone else say it, but it does exist. Well, soup sandwich exists.
What?
Yeah.
Well, no, there's no such thing.
It might be a New Orleans thing.
No, it's his buddy that wrote that.
A term used in the U.S.
Kerwin wrote that.
A term. I thought he was. Kerwin.
Listen, I am.
I don't
a
know.
A term used in the U.S. Army to denote extreme uselessness. Is directed towards something or someone that is a figurative equivalent of a literal hot, sloppy pile of S that a gob of soup between two pieces of sandwich bread would be. I understand what you're saying.
You're so inconsequential that you could screw up being useless is what it basically means, I guess. That's the ultimate.
No.
Boy, based on that.
No, you call a private. You're a soup sandwich, right? Isn't that how you use it?
No, you say, I'm telling you, that saying's out there, you could screw up a soup sandwich. And
no,
a soup
your
sandwich
buddy
is
made
useless.
It up.
In this case... the soup sandwich is you call someone a soup
yes,
sandwich.
You call them. Hey, private, you're a soup sandwich. That's how
because
useless
you're a
you
sloppy
are.
Pile
I used
of
to
S.
hear it in the Army. You're about as bleeped up as a soup sandwich. It's a saying. Lance is using it wrong. No, I'm not. Pete Parmalee taught
me. Well, Pete Parmalee taught you
Pete
wrong.
Pete Parmalee said you could
Pete
screw
Parmalee,
up a soup sandwich.
Well, you know where he is today?
Pete Parmalee
dead,
taught
probably.
Me.
Probably.
No. See, Pete Parmalee taught me how to handicap. I wouldn't be in radio if it wasn't for Pete Parmalee.
He's probably
well,
broken
then,
a gutter.
Well, then we should all curse him for
Pete
Parmalee.
He was the vice president of finance at Freeport Mac Moran.
He's probably in a gutter getting ramjacked.
Don't laugh, Dell. Don't laugh at his nonsense. And don't disparage a good name of Pete Parmalee,
no,
sir.
I got the visual immediately.
Pete Parmalee.
Of some older gentleman getting ramjacked in the gutter.
That's not a verb.
He just
don't use it as
one.
A verb. It's not a real
he
verb.
He made it one.
He didn't make anything
like
anything.
Soup sandwich is your thing.
That's real.
Ramjacking is his thing.
It's not his thing. He can't appropriate my ramjack. Know what? If ramjacking is a verb, it means fixing a screwed up foundation.
Well,
that's what ramjacking
well,
is.
Well, Pete Parmalee's getting a screwed up foundation fixed.
Wrong. Ramjacking is fixing a screwed up foundation.
Hey, get out of that gutter, sir. You're getting ramjacked.
You want me to stay 60 seconds or not? You tell me,
Start
Del.
Now.
Ramjack. Foundation repair. The verb ramjack means to fix a screwed up foundation in the state of Texas. TM trademarked it, coined it. That's what it means. Shifting soils cause cracks in walls, bricks, sloping floors, even gaps around windows and doors. I mean, that leads to so many issues. And guess what? It's not going to magically, you know, the soil's not going to magically shift itself back into like, oh, the foundation fixed itself. No, it's only going to get worse unless you go with my good friends over at Ramjack. Do it right. Call the experts. They are backed by a lifetime transferable warranty. So even when you move, you can offer that to your owner. And that's going to be the buyer. That's a really, really big deal. They do residential and commercial services using 100% deep driven American made steel for the pilings. And it's a patented technology that they use that has been working for over four decades. Make sure that you go at the very best. Do it right. Don't do it twice. Do it right. Do it with Ramjack. Make sure that you give them a call today at 713-599-0102. At 713-599-0102 or visit the website for more information. They're the best in the business. It's ramjack.com.
Hey, I want to talk about Jeff Aronoff right now over at Absolute Marble and Granite. Dude is awesome. He was with us in Norman. Big U of H guy. Big supporter of the program. He does a lot of work over there. at University of Houston. They're trying to make everything just perfect. And so when you're trying to recruit, when you're trying to make everything look great, when you're trying to impress, you need marble, you need tile, you need granite, you need Jeff Aronoff to come and make it look beautiful. Your business, your home, your countertops, your patio, your kitchen, your outdoor kitchen, all of these things, your vanity. They've got some unbelievable vanities now that make it look make everything look rich, and yet he can do it at a price for you. He's doing it at 20% off right now because you're a 97.5 listener. You got a big job for Jeff Aronoff. He's going to get that job done. Give him a call, 713-880-2822. That's 713-880-2822. Tell him you heard it right here. All right, here's a stat, and this will tell you something. Ed Warder put this out per ESPN Stats Info. The Texans sent three or fewer rushers at Drew Brees 16 times, including every dropback on the game-winning drive. Third most three-man rushes he's faced in his Saints career. Brees went 13 for 16 against that. Converted all six of his third downs.
Is that good?
Versus a three-man rush.
Is that considered good?
So here's the problem. That's what you do. You drop eight in the coverage, zone blitzes. You mix up a young quarterback. You know what Drew Brees isn't? A young quarterback.
Right.
Because how many times have you seen when you drop eight guys into coverage that a young guy cannot find anybody that really will screw him up? Zone blitzes will really screw him up because they thought the guy was rushing. Now all of a sudden he's in coverage. All of this stuff, that's for a young quarterback. But when you do it 16 times and when you did it 10 times and he's 8 for 10, you think, maybe we shouldn't do that. I don't know. But 16 times, and every single down on the game-winning drive, they rushed three.
At what point did Drew Brees? I mean, look, we can't just not acknowledge how good they were in the first half. The defense really played well in the first half.
They really did.
They really did. They really did, except for the fact that they marched down the field and Drew Brees had a brain fart and threw an interception. So,
but
maybe,
that's all right. You bent, but didn't break.
Right. That's right. But, you know, here's an example. The Texans' last six losses have been by one possession. All five losses in 2018 were by 7 points or fewer. Make this now, dating into 2019, we'll now make it six losses dating back to last year and now into this year. The Texans averaged 7.8 yards a carry in the game, second highest average in a game in franchise history, 8.3. In week 12 last year was the all-time winner. And I mean,
that was that 100-yard run, wasn't it?
Probably.
96-yard run by Lamar Miller.
Yesterday was just whipping that ass. I mean, they were just, you know, the offensive line deserves a lot of credit, and so does Carlos Hyde for really running effectively. He averaged 8.3 yards a carry by himself.
Yeah.
Let's see. What else do I have? Watson became the fastest player in NFL history to record 6,000 passing yards and 800 rushing yards. According to Next Gen Stats, he was pressured 47.2% of his dropbacks.
And last year, he led the league at 41%.
This is the third highest in-game in his entire career. So, one tackle doesn't change all the protection.
No, but last year, 41% led the league, and this week it was 47%.
Make no mistake. You can tell left tackle Laremy Tunsil is a million times better than anything they had there. But the point is, pass protection is just like my dad talked about on Friday, it is a unit-based situation, and you have to have, and quarterback-based, and that's an issue. According to Pro Football Focus, Hopkins committed three drops. I wouldn't call them standard drops. So
No, but they're balls he catches, and it certainly would have. I mean, that dude catches stuff that you're just like, oh, my God, how did he do that? Yeah, and then he had balls in his hands.
Yeah, but one drop was when they already had a penalty for offensive holding, so that shouldn't have even counted against them. Three targets, three catches for Kenny Stills. Will Fuller had two catches for 69 yards. What about the catch he made? How about Will Fuller making tough catches?
Yeah.
Now? That's unbelievable that's who he is. The Texans defense –
Continue to struggle against passing line. 362 yards passing in this game. Last year it was 260, which is 28th in the NFL. And
were you a little surprised that it was Calamete and not Sharping?
No, because he's a veteran in a loud place that played against New Orleans, that came from New Orleans previously. Plus, Sharping has mostly taken snaps at right guard, and they could have put Fulton at left guard.
Yeah.
But no, I wasn't that surprised. I think they want to wait on
the
rookies.
I thought he had a good preseason.
Was Howard inactive?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was inactive. Yep, yep. Do you think it's just the finger still or the hand, no, or do you think it's he just hasn't – he got too far behind and they don't trust him to be ready to go?
Finger. I think it's the finger.
You think so? Because he missed a lot of football time.
I hope it's the finger anyway.
I mean, he missed a lot.
852. Let's get Buddy in here. He wants to talk about the Texans. What do you say, Buddy?
What's up, guys? How you doing?
Good, man. How are you?
Good. Yeah, I had a question about that last pass play there, you know, when the Texans were in that prevent defense waiting on that Hail Mary. You know, when the receiver catches the ball like he did and just hits the ground, is he giving himself up like a quarterback?
Yeah, you can give yourself up.
Okay. Yeah. So because the defensive guy, if he wouldn't have jumped on him so fast, would the play have still continued? You know, there was only 2 seconds left. So.
No, I think the plan was for them. He went right to the ground, and then the defensive back got on him and touched him. I think the plan for them was get down, call timeout. Because you can't right. – everybody's like, if they didn't touch him.
Have jumped on him.
But it doesn't matter. Either way, he could have called timeout, even if nobody touched him. This is – It's a basic rule. You can give yourself up, and because any guy can just in the middle of the field, you can be running and take a knee and call timeout anywhere.
It's no different than when you spike the ball. Like, how was that intentional grounding? Right. Because there's a rule specifically for it. Just like giving yourself up is specifically for a moment like this. Because then, you know, why do they stop the clock on punts? On punts, if you're not making an effort to cover the ball, they immediately blow the whistle, and it's dead. They don't let you just run off time to get a strategic advantage. And it's the same thing. It's the same thing with football. You can give yourself up, and everyone knew that's what he was doing. Yeah. It wasn't even a thought. It's just a rule that allows for it that some people didn't realize.
Yeah.
So, buddy.
I know a lot of people were saying, "Oh, he ruined the defense." No, you can give yourself up. You can give yourself up. So we can stop doing that. I'll tell you what. We got tickets to Deep Purple coming to Revention Music Center September 23rd. ESPN 97.5 wants to send you and a guest to the show. Let's do this at exactly 9 o'clock. Exactly 9 o'clock. You call 713-780-3776. Caller number 10 is going to win a pair of tickets to see their final U.S. tour dubbed The Long Goodbye. For tickets and show info, head to livenation.com. Deep Purple. Dell, what's their hit song? Deep Purple. Oh, come on.
Come on, Dell.
You can't be this.
How do you not know Deep Purple? It's on your playlist.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is.
No, it isn't.
It's in your phone.
Is it?
How many times?
Avril Lavigne, Deep Purple.
You want to guess? You want to take a bet?
What if I went like this?
Are there more pictures?
Boom, boom, boom.
Okay, I get that.
Boom, 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 boom.
Do you think there are more?
What song is that?
I don't know. You think? I don't know the name. I've heard it. I don't know the name. Do you think there are more pictures? Something about the Watchtower? Is that it or something?
No.
Okay.
That's Jimmy, right?
I don't know. Do you think there are more pictures naked women on my phone that have been sent to me or Deep Purple songs?
Let's find out. Bring your phone
I'm
in.
I'm not doing that. You
bring
take
your
a,
phone in here.
You got to take a guess.
I'm hoping no, more naked guessing. Women.
Yeah, it's pretty clear.
It's called Smoke on the Water.
Okay. I said water. I don't know. Watchtower water. I don't know. I don't know. Sorry.
So, you know what? You're a soup sandwich. By the way, you're using it wrong, Lance.
Yeah,
everybody says
that.
You're using it wrong.
I don't care what everyone says. Why do I care what everyone says?
Yeah.
You bleep up a soup sandwich like Bubby Brister. That's all that matters
because
to me.
No. You're taking the word of a guy who's in a gutter getting ramjacked. You can't.
Whoa.
Nope.
Whoa.
I'm going with my definition.
I'm not sure what you mean by that.
You know what? I'm going to live so nice knowing that y'all are so upset that I'm going to say you bleep up a soup sandwich.
We're not upset by
y'all
it.
Y'all keep talking about it.
It's
y'all
just
are upset.
Silly.
How about?
Hey, guess what? Military, y'all are using it wrong. Pete Parmalee is using it right. New Orleans at the Sports Palace, they use it
are
right.
Are you upset when are you upset that the nickname Josh Rosen of Barbecue's caught on?
Caught on.
Yes,
by the way, Josh, when does Josh get a play so we can see a live
quarter?
Are we going to be able to see a live murder
he
on the field?
No.
Is it going to be a snuff film at some point when he starts?
Why do you think he's the one who's going to die? It's going to be Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Fitzpatrick is right now. Fitzpatrick is saying to himself, "I really shouldn't have kept playing."
You know
I
what he needs?
Stopped.
Insurance, life insurance.
No, TGS Insurance does not. Please, it's TGS. Thank goodness. They don't do life insurance yet, but I do know they do home insurance. And the best way to get a great home rate is to text money to 232323. You text money to 232323, and they will give you a quote within, let's say, 15 seconds. You can have a quote. There's companies who make you wait 15 hours to get a quote. They have to go through this long process, and really, it doesn't take that long. It really doesn't. All my friends over at TGS Insurance need to know is what your address is. And once you provide it in a text format, they're going to get back within 15 seconds with a firm quote. And odds are you're going to save, and not just save, but save big. The average savings is almost $900 for people who use TGS Insurance for homeowners. Stop giving away your money. Get A-rated insurance with a great company, and it takes just seconds to get this quote. So it's not going to waste your valuable time, but it is going to save your valuable money. TGSinsurance.com. Make sure you text money to 232323.